I'd had this child and I thought, I'm going to have to support her, though I need to get a proper education. So I decided to do this kind of degree by independent study that they're offering at North East London Poly, which is now East London University, I think. I mean, I always was interested in teaching and I knew I wanted to be a teacher. But, and I'd gone there with the premise that I wanted to do this degree and become a teacher. And I'd started the course and, you know, that was my goal. I was going to do education, then I was going to do teacher training as fourth year. And then I was sort of some way into the course when someone, one of the college or university people came to me and said, you do know you won't be allowed to be a teacher, don't you, a classroom teacher? And I said, what? And they said, well, they don't let deaf people be classroom teachers. I was completely devastated. It never occurred to me that I would not be allowed to. And that was the rule. You could be blind and be a teacher, but you couldn't be deaf and be a teacher at that time. And I was absolutely distraught, you know, because that was what I wanted to be. And I'd always wanted to be, really. And I'd always seen what teachers could and couldn't do, you know, and always seen better ways to do it than my teachers, you know, and thought about the process and stuff like that. And I couldn't believe they wouldn't going to let me be one, you know.